This show is pre-recorded and furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life with your host, Alan Gervie. Alan is the managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Alan Gervie. Not the happiest guy in the world today. I hope you're a lot happier than I am. So I got to tell you a little bit about the background of this show. Like 10 or 12 years ago, I think it was 12 years ago when we first started the show, the idea was that we were going to take Murphy's Law, and that is everything that can go wrong will go wrong, and we were going to make it Gervie's Law, that everything that can go wrong can go right. We had these bumpers that would say, turning Murphy's Law upside down. No one ever knew what that meant, turning Murphy's Law upside down. But I think the idea was we were going to take Murphy's Law, everything that can go wrong will go wrong, and say that we can make it right. This was going to be a positive show. Gervie's Law was invented and developed to be the most positive show on radio.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law. Turning Murphy's Law
there you go.
Upside
Welcome
down
back
on
to
AM
Gervie's
790
Law.
KABC.
Turning, what does that even mean? Turning Murphy's Law upside down. That's the bumper that we used. And we used to say, and I don't know, Art, if you can find this, the glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law. That was another bumper that I never understood, but apparently it's kind of a positive message. You got to be positive, and we'll take negatives and turn them into positives. And then we also said taking negatives and turning them into positives, as I just said.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law.
What the heck? I got to tell you that that was what we wanted to do with this show. 12 years later, I have to say that we've done none of that. There is nothing positive about this show, and I will tell you why. This is a complete, and I can't say the word, I've done radio too long to say the four-letter word that comes before show. Can we say poop show?
Crap show.
Crap show works. So let me tell you a little bit about life. I don't know if you're driving right now or sitting in the comfort of your home or you're at the work, at the office. Somewhere where you listen to your podcast or listen to KABC radio, and you're hearing my voice, probably because you have nothing better to do, or you happen to be changing channels and you heard some guy talking about negative scenarios and how we tried to make this a positive show. But 12 years later, I have a profound disappointment with life. I hate life. I really don't like it. It has so many great, great, wonderful, positive opportunities, and then it just doesn't work out. How many people do you know that everything in life works out for them? Not many, I bet, because I sit most of my day and listen to people complaining. As a lawyer for people that get injured on the job, all I hear is complaints. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. Why am I going off like this? Why am I doing this rant, which is going to have to last like for the next 20 minutes? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the guest for my show didn't show up today. How do you make a commitment and not show up? I'm not going to say who it is. I don't think we've promoted it yet, but maybe we have. But I'll tell you something. I sincerely hope that this guest is okay, but if she isn't, then she has a good excuse. But right now, we don't know what the excuse is. People commit to things, and then they fall through. I never knew what the word ghosted meant until I started doing this show, and thank goodness I have the best producer ever, Genevieve Wong, who spends her life tracking people down. we couldn't track down this guest, even though apparently she confirmed, but she's not here. So I have to talk to myself and talk about how upsetting life is. I remember over the last few years, I thought we had a coup when I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the show. He did commit to coming on the show as a guest. And the first time, it was about a day before, and he said, oh, no, I can't make it or something. He didn't say it. His people said it. We don't ever talk to our guests. We talk to their people. And I'm sure the people, whoever they are, have good intentions, but they have to work with some real head cases. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar cancels on me, and I'm disappointed, and I do a whole show about how that sucks. Then, about 6 months later, he says he's coming on the show again. And he wants us to give a charitable donation to his cause, something like hook shot or not three-pointer. He couldn't throw a three-pointer, but some, you know, slam dunk foundation. Hook, sky hook, I think it is. And I'm thinking, I have to give a charitable donation to him, to his cause, just to get him on the show? So we say, okay, we'll play ball. And guess what? He cancels again. That was the day of the show. So I've had a history of being disappointed by people, and today is no different. Getting ghosted, being told that they're going to be here and not being here. Do you ever have these kind of frustrations where people let you down? I was let down all week this week. I mean, this is not just the first time this week that I was let down. I will tell you about a doctor deposition that I did earlier in the week for a client of mine who had a serious injury at, I'm not going to say where it's at, but it's at a large amusement park in Southern California. And the doctor started seeing him as agreed medical examiner about 8 years ago. And 8 years ago, he stated that this was an injury that occurred on the job and that he needed treatment and all of this stuff. 8 years later, he sends out a new report. And in the new report, he says, I can't verify that the injury took place, and therefore I'm not going to discuss any disability relating to his injuries. So I take his deposition. And in the deposition, in Alan Gervie style, I go through an incredibly impressive cross-examination, spending so much time. And that's what people don't understand. I spend so much time preparing, not only for interviews on this show, Gervie's Law on KBC Radio, and at kbc.com, gervieslaw.com, rgwlawfirm.com, and wherever you hear your podcasts, but for my clients as well. And I have a life. Believe it or not, I have two kids who disappoint me all the time, but we'll talk about that later. And I'm just kidding. I'm actually not kidding, but they know it. I will tell them when they are disappointing me, when they're not acting like they should. But fundamentally, they are wonderful kids with great hearts. But I digress. So I have two kids, busy family, a busy firm. Last night, I spent considerable time getting ready for the interview today. And I always do my preparation at 12 o'clock at night because I have to put the kids to sleep and then I have to do some work, have to talk to my wife about things and, you know, get things set up. We have a really busy weekend. This weekend has been crazy busy. My daughter is in Lion King. She plays Timon, and she's been working on it for 3.5 months, so that's exciting to see. And she has her championship softball game this weekend as well. And I know you're hearing this on Sunday, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. I'm so busy, I can't do it live. I'm taping it Friday, so I can't tell you the results, whether she won her championship game, but she's going to sing and act her heart out in Lion King today at Class Act. I'll give them a plug. And then after the performance, she needs to be at the softball field at 8 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, so she can play maybe two or three games because it's a two loss knockout. And our team, which I coach as an assistant coach, has one loss. Has no losses. So the team would have to beat us twice. In between the games, my son has a baseball game, last game of the season before playoffs, and then on Sunday has his travel team playing two more games at the same time as the Lion King. Great. Nice conflicts. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. If two things could be at the same time, they will be. That's kind of like Gervie's Law. If it's going to be at the same time, it's going to be a conflict. So that's my weekend. So I spent the night preparing for the interview today, and she doesn't show up. Getting back to the doctor deposition, spent hours and hours after games that night preparing for the doctor depo, do an amazing job, as I just said. And what does the doctor say to me? He looks up on Zoom because we can't be in person anymore since they figured out how cheap it is to do things by Zoom. No one's got any energy to get together and say hello to each other. No shaking hands. It's just seeing each other on a screen. Lazy people. So after all of this brilliant cross-examination, oh, I guess it's a contradiction. It's a contradiction. Oh, is that what it is? You spent 8 years making probably $20,000 on reporting and evaluations, and then my poor client hasn't gotten any benefits because you write a report that makes no sense and is not based in reality, and it's a contradiction. Then he says to me, can I have another shot? Can I have another shot? Can I try and do this again after 8 years? My poor client loses his house, loses his family. No one will talk to him. He has no money. Can't get any treatment because the system in California and workers' compensation sucks, thanks to our government, who could care less. That they just want to take money from the big corporations and the insurance companies and pretend that they're Democrats, pretend that they care about the common person. But if that common person gets injured, the laws are so skewed against them that they can't get any compensation when they can't work and they can't get any treatment. So their condition gets worse and worse and worse. And then a lot of them just die. No. Can I have another shot at this? This doctor wants another shot. Well, what are we going to do? I talked to the other attorney. He said, what should I do? So he gets another shot and my client gets screwed. Another disappointment with life. Why can't people do the right thing? Why can't people do the right thing? I'm going to my Brown University reunion in a couple of weeks with my family. My undergraduate degree was in ethics, doing the right thing. My thesis, my honors thesis, was on consequentialist moral theory, doing the right thing and the consequences. How do we judge people by the consequences? Well, do we ever think of what those consequences is? Did this guest today who didn't show up think that I stayed up all night when I could have gotten a few hours of sleep and I have to see my daughter very proudly performing in Lion King as Timon? Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. What does that mean to you? Does it mean just blow off everyone and shirk moral responsibilities? I don't think so. If you look at yourself in the mirror, maybe you'll realize that you should think of others, do the right thing. Return phone calls, not 3 months later. Return them when someone calls. I don't care how busy you are. Anyone want to see how busy I am? Come and check out my life. But I still have time. I find time to treat people right, to do the right thing, to not let people down. And even if you don't have the response that someone wants to hear, at least give them a courtesy. Give them the courtesy of a response. Be honest and tell them, I can't do that for you. We do it all the time in law. Sometimes I can agree with someone, sometimes I can't. But at least I can tell them whether or not I can do something for someone. And if I can't, I can explain why. I can send a message, say, I'm sorry I can't be there to be on your show. How hard is it? How hard is it to be a good person? Tell me, what gets in the way of being a good person and doing the right thing? Is it because you don't know how to do the right thing? The doctor doesn't know how to say to me, I really screwed up. This isn't fair. I understand that this injury took place. He should be getting his benefits. He should get all the treatment that is recommended and necessary. Why can't he do that? Is he too embarrassed, or is he just about the money? He just wants the money. Can you believe at the end of the deposition, when I was doing the stipulation with the other attorney, closing the record, the doctor had the nerve to say, oh, by the way, I spent an extra 50 minutes preparing for this, and I expect to be paid for that. My jaw dropped. I was very polite, although what did I want to say to this guy? Seriously? You had no idea what your report said from the last 8 years. What were you preparing? Were you watching the Lakers lose? And that's preparation? You get paid to watch the crybaby LeBron James walk off the court without shaking anyone's hand, without saying, hey, good game, way to go. But if he would have won the game, oh my goodness, he's hugging everyone and he's the hero. What is up with people? He would be a perfect example of someone who would just not show up at my show, and he wouldn't care less because it's all about him. And as Art just said to me in hand gestures about the money, it's where the money is. And I see Kevin here in studio smiling and laughing because I know he agrees, even though he's wearing a San Francisco 49ers hat, which apparently is broadcast. The games are broadcast right here on KBC Radio in Los Angeles. How do you figure one of the LA Rams' rivals are broadcast right here? But that's another story, and I'm not going to go there. I want to talk about individuals, and maybe that's about money too. Hey, who knows? I know the whole workers' compensation system is about money. Whoever pays off the legislators, they could care less about you. Do you think anyone cares about you, an individual? No, they care about their jobs. They want to be an assembly member or a senator. That's what they want to do. They couldn't care less. All of this stuff with the Gaza protests, all of that. No one knows what's going on. No one does. But it's kind of fun. Everyone is so upset with their lives, especially students. They're so confused and mixed up. They need something to do. If you paid them all, they wouldn't be there. No one believes in that cause. They're hypnotized to believe. It's a fashionable thing. Let's just bash someone because it feels good. We don't really understand the whole political or historical nature of what's going on because we don't live there. We grew up watching iPads. That's all they do. They're on social media and watching iPads. My kids won't even watch TV with me unless maybe it's a game. The Minnesota Vikings, they'll watch with me. I can't get my kids off iPads, even though I tell them I'm trying to be the good parent. Do you think any of these so-called protesters ever spent any time learning about history? How many of them have been to Israel? How many of them have been to Gaza? Yeah, I remember going to Israel, and I remember stopping in Hebron and getting stones thrown at me from little kids. How the heck did that happen? All I was doing was touring as an American. We stop our bus, and we're going to the tombs of Sarah and Abraham, and we walk off the bus, and they're chucking stones and rocks at me. I'm just some Canadian kid who's just trying to learn about the world, and I get rocks thrown at me. I don't know who these little 10 and 12 and 13-year-old kids are. Did that happen to the protesters? Did they get rocks thrown at them? Did they stand up in front of their whole high school trying to become president, giving their speech to become president, where there's a chant, don't elect a Jew? Did that happen to them? Don't elect a Jew. And by the way, I won anyway. Were they on my baseball team, the all-star team, taken from my little community to another community to be the star pitcher? And then one Saturday, driving to the game by Bobby Hull, no less, Hall of Fame hockey player. And I said I couldn't go to the next game because it was my bar mitzvah. And he turned to his kid, Brett Hull, who became another Hall of Famer, and said to Brett, what's a bar mitzvah? Anyway, I digress. Brett said, Alan has, he's Jewish, he's having a bar mitzvah. I went to my game. The coach found out I was the only Jew on the team. Guess what? Guess what? I never played again. They found out I was Jewish, and first of all, I was sent to the bench, and then I never was asked to come back. But I kept going, only to become disappointed with life. It's hard not to be disappointed with life. How much time do I have left? Anyone know? Anyone listening? 6 minutes? I can fill up 6 minutes in my sleep. Does anyone else feel disappointed with life, like people let them down? What in your life has caused you to be disappointed? Is it your spouse? Is it your kids? Is it your boss? If you work, because nowadays people don't even work, because since COVID, it's like, why do I even have to go in when I can stay home and be lazy and try to protest or do whatever? Don't these people need to make money? Where do they get money from? And by the way, have you ever tried to get some fast food these days? $20. Get a hamburger and fries and a shake, and it's $17, $18. How do people afford it? What is going on here? People are okay with that? Yet the restaurants are still busy and full. What was I talking about? I was talking about disappointments. Oh, I'm disappointed that we can't eat or drink or sleep without having to pay for it. Hotels are so expensive, ridiculously expensive. Everything is. And no one seems to care. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. And no one showed up for me to interview today after Genevieve did all this work. And then when I go home, my kids are going to ignore me, as everyone does. Do you get ignored? Or is it just me? Does anyone listen to you? Does anyone care? If you have disappointments, can you tell me about them? I'm not going to let you call in right now because I know you'll ghost me. But maybe you can figure out a way to find out how to get to Gervie. Yeah, the name's Alan Gervie. Even in this studio, we have a conflict right now. Kevin gives me 4 minutes and Art gives me 3 minutes. What is it with life? Is it 3 or 4 minutes? How long do we have to live? Art says 3. I don't know who to believe. Should I believe the protesters for Gaza or the Israelis? Who should I believe? Is it 3 or 4 minutes? Who knows what to believe? We're all so screwed up that there's no basis to believe anything. There's nothing to believe right now because we don't know truth with a big T. We don't know facts with a big F. Not F-U, facts with a big F. I'm really depressed right now. You know why we're so disappointed with life? Because we have expectations. Expectations. Why do they build up our expectations only to find out that we will never meet those expectations? Our life isn't the same life as someone else. You should see what it's like coaching Little League or being a parent of a Little Leaguers or a softball player like my daughter. These parents are delusional. All they care about is their kids because they're so disappointed with their own life. Their expectations have never been met. And by the way, how are we all able to get to the field at 3 o'clock for a game at 5 o'clock? Doesn't anyone work? Don't any parents work? It's like they leave work. They couldn't care less because they want to see their kid fail. They want to go and see how their kid is going to strike out or their pitcher son is going to give up 10 runs in the first inning without getting an out. Taking negatives and turning them into positives. That's what Gervie's Law is all about. I'm sure that's what you've taken away from this show today. The half is glass full. I said
the
that.
The glass is always half full.
Thank you, Art. The glass is always half full. Well, it's empty. Empty, empty, empty tonight. Empty. We're not taking Murphy's Law and turning it upside down. Our expectations have not been met, so we're disappointed. If we had no expectations, then maybe life would be okay. Leo Biscaglia, whoever the heck he is, said, to be happy, lower your expectations. Maybe next time I will lower my expectations so I can be happy. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. Listen to us every week. Our podcasts are at gervieslaw.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Have a great week.
This show is pre-recorded and furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.